Welcome to Just the Taste. I'm Scott Curry with Chef's Best. We gather to talk about the trends in marketing, retail, and production in food and beverage that are shaping the industry. Joining us today is food technologist Josh Siegel. Josh is Chief Operating Officer at Innit, which is an eating technology company that has developed the world's first connected food platform. Prior to joining Innit, Josh was an advisor with Store Power, principal consultant at J. Siegel Adventures, LLC, and he was also chief information officer for Natural Markets and Food Group. Prior to that, he held various positions across digital media and other distribution services across food and beverage. Josh, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right. So Josh, let's just start at the top here. You've got, a very innovative piece of technology in what is, I think, perhaps a crowded space, but I imagine that won't appear that way once you describe in it a little bit to me and other listeners. But tell me about in it and what you hope to accomplish with the platform.
Yeah, and it is, as you said in the introduction, the world's first connected food platform. So, what does that mean? Essentially, we are focused on helping people cook every day, Monday through Friday. And to your point, yes, there are a lot of apps out there and companies out there who are trying to accomplish that. But the way that we're going about it is a little bit differently. And the space is not as crowded as it may seem. And the reason for that is that we're developing a platform, essentially an operating system for the kitchen that is able to connect everything from services to help you choose what to eat, to how to actually shop for those foods, plan those meals, all the guidance around preparing your meal and ultimately ensuring an optimal result by helping you cook those meals. So we see ourselves as really a hub for the kitchen, a platform in which essentially we're creating an ecosystem of different partners who are connecting in at different stages of the eating ritual, from planning, shopping, preparing, and cooking.
Okay, so let's use a use case to help describe, describe how someone would use this platform. So let's use me as an example. Ready? All right. So you got, I've got two kids, age 9 and 5, a wife. So you can just imagine how crazy our life is, and attempting to cook good whole meals at home. What would the pitch be to me? We're just this classic suburban American family that's running around with trying to eat healthy and not enough time and everything, running to the food store Sunday evenings if we're even lucky. What's your kind of pitch to me and how it would improve my life?
Well, we know about people like you, two children, married, is that there's a couple common themes. One is people are pressed for time today. More often than not, both parents in a household, if there are two parents, are working full time more often than not. They're coming home pressed for time, wanting to feed their children healthy meals, healthy food, and finding that to be difficult Monday through Friday. There's a lot of guilt associated with, going out to a restaurant during the week. And on top of that, there's a lot of individuals who aspire to cook meals for their families, but just don't have the confidence or even the skills to do that. So I don't know if any of those things hold true for you guys, maybe at the very least time.
Yes, but, all of them.
But
guilty.
But that's, sure. And but that's, obviously what we're seeing out there in the landscape. We know that things like meal kits and other kind of easy meal solutions are on the rise, but there are a lot of challenges with those, including, not just cost, but also limited in terms of, meal kits today. Most offerings are pretty set or static. There's not a lot of flexibility. They don't really lend themselves to things like dietary needs or certain types of allergens or health ailments. And so what Innit does is we're essentially a platform that begins in the palm of your hands today. You download the Innit app, and it's available both through iOS as well as Android. And from the gate, we start to have a conversation with you through a chat experience. And we start asking you things like your allergens, your dietary preferences, what kind of food you like, what kind of food you don't like. And from there, we start to, in your today screen, recommend meals. And so we look at your today screen as kind of the dashboard of eating for you and your family. And, you know, we talked about kind of use cases or, you know, certain types of ways in which we could describe this. We really think of Init as kind of the Netflix for the kitchen. You know, Netflix is to your living room as kitchen is to, I'm sorry, as Init is to your kitchen. And what I mean by that is, you know, we're obviously focused on initially providing you content. But then we kind of kick in as almost like the ways for your kitchen, right? So we're offering content as well as essentially culinary GPS or a guided cooking, you know, experience to help you really in a very kind of innovative but pragmatic way kind of get you through the meal process. So first and foremost, we want to get to know you. And we do that through things like chat and other contextual ways. We start to recommend meals to you based on your likes, your dislikes, your personal nutrition profile. Over time, we're going to have a profile capabilities that not just support the individual user, but also your entire household. So you can create a family profile. Maybe your husband's not going to be coming home one night and you want to cook something that he's typically allergic to. Things like that, you know, we want to be able to support. But ultimately, the goal initially is to help people decide what's for dinner. And we know, maybe this resonates, you know, for you as well, that around 4 o'clock in the afternoon on most days, Monday through Friday, that's when we start to think about, okay, what are we eating tonight? And not just what am I eating, but what am I cooking for my family? That then leads to, all right, well, what kind of groceries do I have in my refrigerator? Now I need to go to the store, and, you know, kind of chaos ensues. So we're trying to really get ahead of that by recommending meals that can essentially be added to a shopping list. We're going to be launching a new feature actually in the next couple of weeks where we're going to be supporting meal kits actually through our platform and eventually customized meal kits and eventually grocery commerce. So you can choose, you know, different types of meals. You can add them to a grocery list and you can decide how you want to fulfill those. Do you want to have it in a meal kit style or do you want to just buy groceries through a local, you know, grocery e-commerce provider? And receive those, you know, we want to support kind of all those different scenarios. Once you're there, once you've decided what you want to eat, either for that day, or you can even plan, plan a meal plan for the entire week, then we actually provide, like I said, that cooking guidance. And we've got, we've taken a very unique approach to cooking content in that all of our content is essentially modular. And we've talked about this idea of micro cooking content. So we have algorithms that essentially look at the content you've selected, which is fully customizable. We're the first platform in the world to actually support customizable content. So you see salmon tzatziki with a side of broccoli. You love the preparation, but you prefer not to have salmon. You'd rather have maybe chicken. You can actually swap out the protein through the app. And as a result of that, we dynamically now recalculate all your instructions. So we're now going to take into consideration the fact that you're now cooking salmon, or instead of cooking salmon, you're cooking chicken. The cooking times are going to be different. Maybe the cooking methodology is going to be different. Maybe even the appliance you use is going to be different. And all that information is calculated behind the scenes through our platform. And then we dynamically regenerate a guided video step-by-step process to help you actually prepare that meal. And the more information we learn about you, like what appliances you have or what your dietary preferences are, the smarter we become. And so you can begin to add appliances to the platform. We have integrations today that we've announced, as you said, with GE, working now with LG, also working with Bosch and soon Thermador when they release their connected products. And so we can actually connect to these appliances and even optimize the cooking processes so that you don't even have to now worry about preheating your oven or figuring out what the instructions are or, you know, even calculating the weight of the chicken and then trying to figure out how long you need to, you know, set it for. You can actually just inside of our app tell us how much the chicken weighs and we do the rest. So we're really, you know, trying to push a pretty, I would say, pretty light experience, and that we don't want to, you know, we're not focused on tech for tech's sake, but we're certainly focused on providing a level of confidence, a level of guidance and instruction that makes, you know, cooking Monday through Friday nearly seamless.
So I think what we're talking about here is just the bringing the Internet of Things into the kitchen, right? And in, into that kind of that aspect and area of people's lives. Where it, from a company standpoint, I know we don't have to review, you know, the vast funding that you've received and everything, but where are you as a company right now? You know, I know that you can download the app. I'm not asking you necessarily to disclose how many users there are, but kind of where are you in the stages of kind of startup rollout, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, we, as we know, we launched the app in December. So, you know, we've been in market essentially for 3 months. Okay. And, you know, we've been thrilled with the initial feedback, and the user growth to date has exceeded our expectations. At this stage, we're focusing on, you know, continuing to listen to our user base and to launch some additional features that we think are going to be really valuable, you know, for the platform and for the app experience. We also announced a partnership with Google. So we're very much focused on integrating with the Google Home device and Google Assistant. And our, you know, our community will start to see a lot more capabilities around that. We were the first app in the world to support a completely hands-free navigation experience using your Google Home device. So you can actually have a Google Home device, set it up, and literally put your iPhone or your Android phone on a countertop, talk to your Google Home device, and you'll actually see your screen on your phone move. You know, you can say, you know, next step or show me video. And we're actually, you know, we're navigating the entire app through that experience, which is the first time anybody's ever achieved that. So we're really excited about that. And Google's been a fantastic partner of ours. And at this stage, we're really focusing obviously on building our user base, building our community, getting the word out there. But given the fact that it's very early, we were very focused, you know, the last few months, just really listening, engaging with our users, finding out what's working, what's not working, what's the kind of food that they're enjoying, you know, what are some meals that, you know, weren't as successful as we would like them to be, and to ensure that we're continuing to create great content that's going to really delight our users. And then on top of that, you know, we've got a lot of other things in store in terms of building out our partnerships, integrating additional appliance manufacturers into our ecosystem. We're starting to talk to a lot of other food content, you know, creators and publishers. Although today, all of the over 5,000 meals in our app is actually content that we created in-house, we have plans to start actually working with other content creators to be able to essentially incorporate their content. As I mentioned, you know, we see ourselves as a platform who can essentially make today a lot of the digital recipes you see out there in the world actionable. You know, so you may see a recipe on a website that has a hero shot, it has some instructions, it references a cooking method, some oven instructions, but it's not really actionable. You know, I can't seamlessly turn that into a grocery list, or I can't seamlessly send those instructions to my appliance if it's connected. And what our platform does is it makes that recipe actionable, and it integrates a lot of content, step-by-step instructional videos, all the kinds of things that that recipe may not have to actually make it much more accessible and much more achievable, you know, for someone who's trying to cook Monday through Friday, which we know a lot of people enjoy discovering recipes and looking at, you know, recipes for inspiration, but most people are not cooking, you know, with recipes Monday through Friday. We're not all trying to, you know, cook a 4-star Michelin, you know,
right.
you know, restaurant like meals. You know, I'm sure your kids, you know, can be somewhat picky at times. You know, we're just trying to get a solid basic meal on the table that is generally nutritious and that at least makes you feel good, you know, that you are, you know, that you're the one who's nourishing your children. So I think that's, and of course, we're focusing on singles, people who are working full time and also don't have time to cook. This isn't just necessarily parents or people with children, older couples. It doesn't really matter. Everybody out there today, for the most part, really aspires to want to cook or has that desire. But for whatever reason, oftentimes, whether it's lack of confidence, lack of time, lack of, know-how, that's kind of, what we see holding people back.
So shifting gears a little bit, wanted to, just offer, anytime that we speak with folks that are either entrepreneurs themselves or involved in a more startup environment, I like to poke and prod to see what sorts of lessons have been learned so that listeners can, kind of be educated around that. So you're in the Silicon Valley area up in Redwood City. You've just gone to market a couple of months ago. Could you share any kind of hurdles that Innit needed to overcome, or kind of lessons or unexpected lessons that you or the company itself have learned, as you've been part of this environment that, I can only imagine is fast paced, ever evolving, you're constantly needing to adjust and adapt and everything. What are maybe one or two lessons that stand out to you that you would share with really anyone that's kind of going down this type of path?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, what we've learned is when you're introducing essentially a new category into the world, kind of tangential with any other, let's say, category that's out there today, it takes time. We've been around for 4 years. We started off really exploring the hardware world of appliances and trying to understand, what the needs were. And what we recognized very quickly was that there wasn't really anything that existed in terms of even an oven, at that time that was sophisticated enough to, communicate with some kind of infrastructure. And, we talk about, of course, the cloud, but not to get overly technical, there just wasn't, some reference architecture out there. There wasn't anything that really we could even look at or study to figure out, what the need was. So we actually had to create a lot of our own prototypes early on that fortunately really informed our strategy and helped us understand, what does the future of cooking look like in the home? What does a future appliance perhaps look like in terms of leveraging things like Wi-Fi to communicate with an oven or a cooktop, and why would you need Wi-Fi, and what kind of value could you drive? And then from there, what we realized was that a lot of the appliance manufacturers, really had different strategies around connectivity. And I think, one of the big things that we've learned is that, persistence pays off. When we look at the appliance world today, when most consumers look at their kitchens, you'll see that more often than not, you don't have appliances from just one brand. Only 5% of kitchens in the U.S., in fact, have, all appliances from a single manufacturer. Mm. So what does that mean? It means that if I'm a manufacturer and I'm developing an app, or if I'm trying to develop a digital experience for my particular appliance, I got to kind of be cognizant of what the other digital experience that's being created for that other appliance I have, whether it be my fridge or my oven, and then how are these things going to talk to each other? How am I going to ultimately put a meal on the table if I'm buying a sous vide that has an app, my fridge has an app, my oven has a different app? I've got like four or five apps, and ultimately it's an impossible task. No one's going to want to use, that number of different kind of digital experiences to help them cook. We're trying to make someone's life seamless and more simple, not more complicated. Mm-hmm. So what we've seen and what we've learned over time is that there's a shift, happening, and there's a recognition that there is value, in a player who can actually be the connectivity tissue and help build that ecosystem. So, I would say that has changed over time. Even a year or two ago, I think that was a little bit more unknown. And so, you know, at that time, the waters were choppy and navigating in the direction that we did was risky because, you know, there wasn't as much validation for the need for a platform, despite the fact that we knew, you know, there would be a great need. It's almost like whoever, you know, the guys, the founders of Spotify, you know, or other types of major platforms, Netflix, you know, I'm sure there was a time in which people thought they were crazy too, you know, or that wasn't going to really come to fruition. And, you know, sure enough, a number of years later, we look back and say, like, of course, that makes total sense. Why would anybody, you know, want to actually buy a DVD or even, you know, go to a video rental store and rent a VHS? I mean, these ideas, you know, at some point were innovative and cutting edge. And over time, things have changed clearly. And so, you know, we had to make some bets and we had to really kind of look and do a lot of information gathering and talk to a lot of luminaries and professionals and thought leaders as to kind of where they saw this space going, to really try to make sure that we were going to, you know, time the market right. And I would say that if we were any later, you know, we would have been too late. And if we were any earlier, you know, we would have been too early. I think we're fortunate that we kind of timed this at the right time, and we're starting to see kind of the tides change. And, you know, everyone from appliance manufacturers to grocery retailers, food manufacturers, health and wellness companies, and beyond, all see that there is value in this idea of an operating system for the kitchen or a kitchen platform. And this space is going to come to fruition. And, you know, we're excited that we think we are, you know, uniquely positioned to really, you know, take advantage of it, capitalize on it, but most importantly, help people. And that's really where, you know, our founder, Eugenio Menviel, that's really where he came from, was, you know, thinking about the world of food coming from the CPG space and really truly believing in his heart that, you know, that there is an opportunity with the change of tides and, you know, the world of IoT and connectivity and even new sensors that are being built, we can take advantage of all of this and ultimately help people eat and live better.
Hmm. And how do you see, I think we can both agree that, you know, how people shop for food is changing. I think, you know, food retail has been a little bit of the last bastion of you know, kind of holdout for, you know, moving online, et cetera. But that's changing. It's changing rapidly. Where do you see the consumer retail food purchasing experience? Let's go out there. Let's go 2 to 3 years down the road, which to me actually seems far away. Where do you see things evolving?
Well, I think what we're seeing right now is a couple trends. You know, first and foremost, obviously, it's hard not to, you know, answer this question without talking about Amazon and right. The impact that they're having, you know, obviously across the entire retail industry, but in particular with the recent acquisition of Whole Foods, you know, specifically in the grocery retail space. So, you know, Amazon's obviously making a major play, major focus in that arena. And, you know, with the recent announcements, they're going to be getting to 1-2 hour delivery windows where we're going to be deciding what we want to eat, you know, at a point in time. And we're going to have those foods delivered, you know, fresh to our door, you know, not just same day, but within, you know, the same day part. So given that, I think the whole movement that we're really seeing is this idea of kind of hyper customization, and that we're going to probably begin to see trends where we're going to be ordering less food at once, or our baskets are going to be kind of reducing in size, but the frequency is going to increase. Cost of delivery is going to decrease. You know, we're talking about, you know, drone delivery and other kinds of things. I mean, this stuff is not fiction. You know, this stuff is going to be reality sooner than we all think. So I think when you look at, you know, the world of grocery retail, customization, you know, hyper you know, delivery, where the frequency is going to increase, and we're going to be able to start really kind of zeroing in on exactly what we want, when we want it, and even the way in which we want it. So, you know, I may decide that I want to choose a meal on Innit's platform, and I want to buy fresh ingredients, maybe from a farmer's market, maybe from a grocery store. But the next day I may say, you know what, I'm pressed for time. I want to order these ingredients, but I want them pre-sliced or pre-chopped or pre-measured, much like you would get ingredients today in a meal kit. But in fact, I was able to essentially build the meal kit myself. So, you know, we'll start seeing kind of the lines of meal kits and things that are pre-prepared, pre-chopped, pre-portioned, and the lines of buying, you know, just kind of normal everyday groceries that we've come to, you know and expect. We'll start seeing those lines blur quite a bit. And as I said, I think, you know, the world of customization, the world of kind of getting your groceries when you want them, where you want them, and in very short time windows is going to be kind of commonplace. And this idea of kind of even going out on a Sunday and buying the week's worth of groceries will probably change over time. I think that's still going to happen. I'm not saying that everyone's going to necessarily change their behavior, but I'll say the cost of frequent buying more frequently, the ease of doing that is going to kind of dissipate. And it's going to encourage all of us to, you know, want to take advantage of some of those services so that we can have, you know, food delivered more fresh every day. We can reduce food waste, and we can be getting kind of the items that we want based on, you know, our plans, or, you know, you may, you know, decide that you want to cook something one night and then all of a sudden something comes up. You know, there may be some opportunity, obviously, to, you know, to get ahead of those kinds of things. So I think ultimately that's really, from a, let's say, you know, 100,000 foot perspective, where we're going to be seeing the most change in terms of, you know, kind of everyday grocery retail and the world of, you know, food shopping.
I would tend to concur. Just more customization, more empowerment of consumers, and more on demand. You know, what do I want to eat next Wednesday? I don't know. I don't know what I want tomorrow. So
exactly.
We meet those needs. So before we let you go, Josh, what's kind of next for Innit? What are you excited about coming over the next few months?
Well, I think what we're most excited about is, you know, really this year. I mean, this year is a big year for Innit in that we launched in December. So this is going to be our, you know, first year where we're in market, where we're able to interact with our consumers, really grow our user base. And, you know, we've got a number of partners that we are lining up that I think, you know, people are going to really be excited about, beyond Google, which, you know, we couldn't be, as I mentioned, more excited about. We're going to, you know, I think be able to leverage that partnership as well as some others. And you're going to start seeing kind of some rolling thunder, you know, across our entire platform, from introducing new content partners, introducing new content that we're creating internally, starting to integrate with some different grocery retail partners that we're going to be announcing, as well then as some, you know, more capabilities around, you know, the kind of the world of connectivity and talking about some of the different appliance manufacturers that we're going to be working with. And I think most importantly, you know, one of the things that you touched on was kind of the world of IoT. And I think just to kind of clarify our perspective, we think connected kitchen, you know, the connected kitchen and connected appliances is certainly the wave of the future. But today we're really focusing on those non-connected experiences. We're focusing on, you know, how do we make cooking easy for someone who doesn't have a Wi-Fi oven or who doesn't have a connected sous vide? So, you know, I think that's important, is that, you know, we know that the trend of connectivity is here. By 2020, most major manufacturers, both large and small, are going to be integrating Wi-Fi into their appliances. But that's a long ways away. And many of us have purchased appliances many years ago, and appliances have, you know, a long lifespan. So at Innit, we're very focused on taking advantage of the kitchen of today and certainly planning for and being ready to, you know, really take advantage of the kitchen of tomorrow and the appliances of the future. But, you know, we're all about how to help people cook every day, you know, the way they want to today. So I think, you know, we're super excited about this year and what's to come. And we hope that, you know, your listeners will check us out at innit.com, INNIT.com, or you can download our app by searching for Innit, INNIT, through Android or the Apple store. And, check it out and let us know what you think.
Awesome. And it sounds like, you know, a lot of companies should be considering partnering with you as well as you expand. So to repeat that, that's Innit, INNIT.com. I know I'm going to go on there and check it out. see how it fits into our hectic lifestyle. And it's pretty cool what you're doing. You're, you know, kind of connecting a lot of, you know, just little challenges to people's lives and bringing it all together into a connected world. So I want to wish you and Innit the best of luck. And thank you very much for joining us. And we'll keep an eye on things and maybe check back as your platform, I'm sure, will evolve and expand over the next year.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Thank you for joining us on Just a Taste, a Chef's Best production. Join us again next time as we talk to more experts in marketing, retail, and production in the food and beverage industry. You can always visit us at chefsbest.com to learn more.